In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s. Get your mini skirts hemmed up really short and get your go-go boots all shined up and ready to go downtown with me.
You know, I love the 60s. That was the best era, I think. There was mini skirts, there was free love, but I feel really old now because the Summer of Love, like they call it, was 1967, and that was 50 years ago.
Wow.
I know. I try not to think about that.
You are old.
I know. Oh, well.
My first song debuted at number 87 on the Hot 100 chart.
87.
Just wait. In December of 1964. And despite the season, Christmas time, which typically is not a very good time to bring out a new song, and this song shot up to number 41.
41.
In its second week on the Hot 100 chart, ascending in its third and fourth charting weeks to respectively number 12 and then number 5. Eat your words, dear.
Big whoop.
And then after a subsequent single point advance to number 4, the song leapt to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 on January 23rd. 1965.
Well, whoopee-doo for you.
Retaining that position for another week. Here's Petula Clark with Downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're no finer place for sure. Downtown, everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna
downtown.
You know, go-go boots really are hard to wear walking downtown all day. My feet hurt.
Okay.
In 1964, the Soviet Union launches a series of reconnaissance spy satellites known as the Zenit series.
Now, please don't confuse them with your Zenith TVs. You know, remember they had this, the Space Command.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't realize, but back in the good old days, you actually had to get up and change a channel on your TV.
That was your exercise.
I know, and Zenith came up with this little clicker that you had to change the channels.
Mm-hmm. We had one.
Yes, we did. We were on the cutting edge.
Yes, we were.
After all that walking downtown, let's get the kinks out. Let's do that with my first song, which was written by Ray Davies of the English rock band The Kinks. We tie this all together.
We do. Full circle.
It was released on August 4th, 1964 as the group's third single and reached number one in the UK singles chart the next month.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo. UK. UK.
The song became the group's breakthrough hit. It established them as one of the top British invasion acts in the United States.
Oh, okay.
See? Reached number seven later that year. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, whoop-de-doo for you, seven.
It was included on the Kinks' debut album, and seems like a lot of the Kinks' songs that came after this one all had variations on that same guitar riff. You'll hear it. But anyway, listen and enjoy. You Really Got Me.
Got me on that song. I really liked that one.
See, I knew it was only a matter of time before you come over to the dark side. I knew that. It was only a matter of time.
No. I liked that song because it didn't hurt my eardrums.
Well,
there are songs of yours that kill me and I can't stand listening to.
Well, then you're in for a real treat on my last song today.
Oh, wonderful.
Anywho, did you realize that in 1964 the Ford Mustang was introduced?
No.
I thought it was earlier than
that. I did, too.
Oh, but this is Wikipedia. Would they lie? No.
No.
Coincidentally, it was 16 days after the Plymouth Barracuda, which you had.
I did.
Oh, that was a great car. And it was dubbed the 1964 and a half by Mustang fans. And as it turned out, it was the automaker's most successful launch since the Model A. How about that?
Wow, since the Model A?
Well, they had a little dry spell there, I guess.
You think? Oh. I love Mustangs.
I liked your Barracuda better, personally.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
No, hands down, I agree, but
Mustangs
are cool. And Camaros I go for Mustangs.
Okay.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this. Zenith's famous 9-band transoceanic, the world's most exciting radio. Powered to tune in the world. You'll find every Zenith radio, from the famous transoceanic to the tiniest pocket transistor, is built in the Zenith quality tradition, including super-sensitive FM-AM radios, handsome table and clock radios, and powerful solid-state portables. Over 100 radios to choose from, priced to fit every gift budget. At Zenith, the quality goes in before the name goes on. If you're buying a radio for a king, a friend, or for yourself, why not get the best?
I wonder if you can spy on the Russian spy satellites with that radio.
I bet you could.
Just put up that little antenna. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1964. In August, the Gulf of Tonkin incident occurred, and this is considered by many to be the official start of the Vietnam War. Listen to President Johnson as he speaks to the American public.
My fellow Americans, as President and Commander-in-Chief, it is my duty to the American people to report that renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today by a number of hostile vessels attacking two U.S. destroyers with torpedoes. The destroyers and supporting aircraft acted at once on the orders I gave after the initial act of aggression. We believe at least two of the attacking boats were sunk. There were no U.S. losses.
And that was the start of the popularity with Canada and draft age people way back when.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Garbage Collection and Obstetric Service. Remember, at Ed's, they pick up and deliver.
I love that commercial.
Gary Owen must have really needed a few bucks when he did that one, didn't he?
Oh, gosh. Okay, my next song's artist's name makes me think back to the best dog we ever had. So this one's in memory of my dog, Dusty.
Oh, Dusty was the best.
This was released in November 1963, 3 weeks after the Springfield's final concert. The song was a global success, reaching number 12 on the Hot Billboard 100. Here's Dusty Springfield with I Only Want to Be With You.
I wanna spend each
I see how I rate right below our dead dog, Dusty.
Boy, I'm sorry.
Feel the love, you know.
But it's Dusty Springfield, so it reminds me of Dusty.
And
I'm sorry.
We all tie it together.
Mm-hmm.
My second song for today, you're going to love this one, Toots.
And your last one, thank God.
You're going to love this one.
I don't think I'm going to like this one.
It is by the British rock band Cream. It was recorded in 1967, and it first appeared on the album Disraeli Gears. Oh, it's a good album. Later, the song was included as the B-side to the Cream's Sunshine of Your Love single. Now, the title stands for She Was Like a Bearded Rainbow. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
No drugs there.
The lyrics were written by Pete Brown, a poet, who was friends with drummer Ginger Baker and bassist Jack Bruce. I couldn't find out where the song wound up on the Billboard Hot 10,000.
10,000? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
But I'm sure it was way up there.
In the dumper.
It had to be up there.
Way down there in the dumper.
Don't try and understand the lyrics or your head will explode. Welcome to the 60s with Slabber.
Slabber? Okay. Ooh.
Coming to me in the morning, leaving me at night. Coming to me in the morning, leaving me alone. You got that rainbow feel, but the rainbow has a beard. Running to me a cry. Has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. Come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing.
Pictures have mustaches and rainbows have beards. Oh my God, what kind of song did you pick for these people?
I told you you'd love it.
No, I didn't.
But 1964 was a great season for TV.
Yes, it was.
They had a bunch of new series, like they had Bonanza. Remember with Ben Cartwright, Little Joe, Hoss, and Adam?
Uh-huh.
Trivia, what was Hoss's real name?
Hoss is dun, real name. Dun, dun, Hoss dun, dun. Is Hoss.
No, Eric was his real name.
I didn't know that.
Hoss, see, nobody did. Hoss was his nickname. He had the Andy Griffith Show with Andy, Opie, Aunt B, Floyd the Barber, who, Otis the Town Drunk.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget. He was always in jail.
Barney and the ever-popular Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
You had Bewitched with Samantha, Darren. Mm. They had two Darrens.
Yes, they did.
Tabitha and Endora.
Oh, and I loved that show. That was fun.
You had Gomer Pyle with Gomer and Sergeant Carter.
Golly.
And believe it or not, The Fugitive with Dr. Richard Kimball and Lieutenant Philip Gerard.
Yeah, I remember Kimball, but I know there was somebody that was running after him all the time chasing him, and it was a cop, but I didn't know his name, but I remember Kimball.
And the mysterious one-armed man who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Those were the new most popular series
yeah, yeah.
for 64.
Okay. Now, am I losing you or something, or what's going on?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just daydreaming, which brings me to my last song. It all comes together.
Nobody could tell that was rehearsed at all, could they?
No, I didn't know what you were saying at first. I was in a cloud with a beard on it. Okay.
Okay.
So, my next song, which was composed by John Stewart shortly before he left the Kingston Trio, was originally recorded by the Monkees with Davy Jones leading the vocals. It was the Monkees' last number one hit in the U.S. on the Billboard Hot 100 in December 1967 and remaining there for 4 weeks. In 2007, John Stewart said that the proceeds from this song didn't just pay the rent, it kept him alive all these years. Here's Daydream Believer.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wind of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.